From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Turkey retaliates for a bombing in its capital city. The Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu is blaming a Syrian Kurdish militia fighter working with Kurdish militants inside Turkey for a suicide car bombing that killed 28 people in the capital, Ankara, and he vowed retaliation in both Syria and Iraq. A car laden with explosives detonated next to military buses as they waited at traffic lights near Turkey's armed forces headquarters, parliament and government buildings in the administrative part of Ankara late on Wednesday. Davutoğlu said the attack was clear evidence that the YPG, a Syrian Kurdish militia that has been supported by the United States in the fight against Islamic State in northern Syria, was a terrorist organization, and that Turkey, a NATO member, expected cooperation from its allies in combating the group. The YPG has denied involvement in the bombing. Within hours, Turkish warplanes bombed bases in northern Iraq of the Turkish Workers' Party, the PKK, which has waged a three-decade insurgency against the Turkish state and which Davutoğlu accused of collaborating in the car bombing. Meanwhile, dozens of UN trucks are bringing desperately needed food, medicine, and other humanitarian supplies to five Syrian towns under siege by Syrian or rebel forces. Nearly 100,000 sick and starving men, women, and children will now be fed and treated under an agreement between the Syrian government and the United Nations. The UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said that these deliveries would be a test of the government's commitment to allow the United Nations to bring humanitarian aid directly to people trapped by the war. This is VOA News. Kenya's army says it has killed the intelligence chief for the Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab. The group is denying that claim. Military spokesman David Obonyo told reporters Thursday that Mahad Karate, also known as Abdirahim Mohamed Warsami, was killed along with 10 mid-level members of the Islamist group in an airstrike in southern Somalia on February 8th. A pro-Al-Shabaab website is reporting that the report is false and that Karate is fine. It says no airstrikes hit the camp. The U.S. State Department has offered a $5 million reward for information that brings Karate to justice. It says he plays a key role in the Amniyat, the wing of Al-Shabaab responsible for the assault on Kenya's Garissa University last April that killed nearly 150 people. Amid tardy delivery of voting materials, Ugandans tried to cast their ballot Thursday in presidential elections. A top international election observer called the delays worrying, while the main opposition party said they were deliberate, aimed at favoring President Yoweri Museveni. Even at noon, 5 hours after voting was supposed to start, some polling stations in the capital, including a major one, still had not received any voting papers. People had formed long lines and ballot boxes that arrived mid-morning, but still there were no ballots, so no one can vote. VOA's Jill Craig is in Kampala.
The polling officials on the ground told me that they had been told, you know, that that the trucks would be coming shortly. But I don't believe that they were given a reason either. When I asked, they just said that, you know, the drivers would be on their way. So we don't know quite yet exactly what the delay was.
Museveni faces a strong challenge from Kizza Besigye, who has called Museveni a dictator and said he doubts that voting will be free and fair. South Korean defense officials say the upcoming annual military drill with the United States will be the largest ever, a sign of growing tensions with North Korea over its recent test of nuclear and ballistic missile weapons programs. South Korean intelligence officials have informed lawmakers that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered preparations for terror attacks on South Koreans. A member of South Korea's ruling party told reporters Thursday the National Intelligence Service believes the attacks could target anti-North Korean activists, defectors, and South Korean government officials. The Yonhap News Agency said Wednesday the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier John C. Stennis will take part in the annual U.S.-South Korea drills, which Pyongyang always claims are preparation for a northward invasion. Apple Computers is gearing up for a court battle over a U.S. government order to unlock its encrypted iPhone software to help in the investigation of a mass killing.
That's the latest world news from VOA.